Beware cheap houses. Shannon's lilting voice echoed against the bare walls of our new house.
What are you looking at, Pumpkin?
I didn't respond. Shannon wasn't surprised. She doesn't think me rude. I am, after all, a cat. She doesn't expect a two-sided conversation when we spend time together. It's just as well. Most of her chatter is inane. If I hadn't seen firsthand her formidable problem-solving skills in a crisis, I would assume that her mental acuity was... how can I put this politely? Limited.
We'll have a cuddle waddle later, sweetie pie.
She called as she returned to another part of the house, having completely failed to notice the imminent danger I so assiduously worked to call her attention to. I sighed. I accept the baby talk because it comes with the loan of those lovely fingers that can smooth my fur into silkiness and make my skin sing. I am grateful, however, that there's no one else to hear it when she does that. It's an undignified form of address for a being of my rank and importance. Humans underestimate our kind.